What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State coming to you on this Thursday, January 4th, 2024. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, all things K-State related, glad you can join us here on the podcast, all things K-State. This will be a combined football and volleyball edition here. Checking in with you guys real quick. From an undisclosed location in Manhattan, Kansas. So I'm going to jump in right on in it here. And quickly, I talked about it, I think on yesterday's pod or last week. But it is confirmed. Yes, so Connor Riley got promoted to be the offensive coordinator. But a twist was made there. Matt Wells will be the offensive coordinator. So, again, Connor Riley, we talked about it a little bit during that bowl prep for the Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando, Florida last week. Connor Riley gets the spot. He's the A guy. Matt Wells, the former Texas Tech Red Raiders head coach, now will be the co-offensive coordinator. So, interesting. Kind of a little throwback to the Bill Snyder 2.0. Then we had two offensive coordinators, I think, if I remember correctly, in one of those years anyways. So, interesting twist there by head coach Chris Klieman to officially promote Connor Riley to the offensive coordinator position and adding Matt Wells, an extra pair of eyes, to be co-offensive coordinator there here in Manhattan. So, like on yesterday's podcast, well, I almost made it confirmed that Matt Wells is taking over. Nope. He will be the offensive coordinator, but he'll be the right-hand man to Connor Riley. So that's really interesting. Look, going in to 2024 season for K-State there. So that popped up first. I know I'm recording this right after work, so I'm a little exhausted. It's been quite a week for yours truly. But back on this side of the train here real quick. Yes, so I want to bring that, confirm that. Got the notification minutes before I clocked out pretty much for the week here. I'll be heading to KC for the weekend beginning tomorrow there as well. I did say I want to follow up with the volleyball here, changing things up a little bit here this week. I want to get you caught up on volleyball and soccer. We're just going to talk volleyball for the rest of this podcast anyways. As I mentioned briefly on yesterday's pod, Jason Mansfield will be entering his second year here. I said coach of the K-State volleyball team here later on this year, but he's getting ready for some spring ball here as he added two blockers, of course, in the transfer portal, Meg Brown and Jordan Williams, to the 2024 roster yesterday afternoon. Of course, when you lose Sydney Boulding, Lauren Hinkle, part of that mix, Katie Fernholz as well. You got that; those are girls that really produce while here at K-State volleyball, right? So you got to find somewhere. And look, Jason Mansfield, you have Brenna Schmidt coming back, and your fearless leader back, Aaliyah Carter. Now you strike gold in the transfer portal by adding these two young ladies. Let's just have a little notes on them. Meg Brown, 6'3". From Santa Ana, California, comes to K-State after 4 years at Pepperdine, which is out there in Cali, where our guy Alex Ayton is, where she garnered all West Coast Conference accolades each year, including three first-team nods, the 2020 WCC Freshman of the Year. Also earned a spot on the U.S. Women's Collegiate National Team last summer. Mansfield, in a quote, quote, "We are so excited to welcome Meg to our Wildcat family." And he continues on here, quote, "Meg brings incredible experience to our program for her time at Pepperdine, competing against some of the best teams in the country while making the NCAA tournament multiple times. And her character, athleticism, skill, and leadership are elite and will make an immediate impact for us at K-State in 2024. Brown amassed 930 kills while hitting an average 339 to go with 334 total blocks and 81 service aces as she helped Pepperdine to four straight appearances in the NCAA tournament there as well. Also, Brown produced a career-high 312 kills. That's almost three a set in a junior campaign. on a team best 365 hitting percentage. She also was good for 0.92 blocks, 0.29 aces, and 0.86 digs per set for her squad, leading the team with 399 points in total there as well here. And on the other side here, I'll stop there for a little bit. Flipping the coin here to Jordan Williams, the other transfer. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Jordan Williams from Lantana, Texas, makes her way to Manhattan following 2 years at Kentucky. Come from the SEC, competed where she completed 46 sets in 17 matches. Mansfield, and the same thing like Meg Brown, quote, "We are thrilled to welcome Jordan to the K-State volleyball family." Coach Mansfield continues on, quote, "She is an incredible athlete who is very skilled and fiercely competitive. She will fit in extremely well with the culture we are creating here," end quote, there as well. And then Williams, 6'2", middle blocker, turned in a career-high 9 kills, .500 clip in a 4-set victory over Missouri back on October 6th. She followed that performance 2 days later with a career-high 6 blocks against Ole Miss. To go along with that, 6 more kills. Williams produced 62 kills during her redshirt sophomore campaign at Kentucky for a .331 hitting efficiency, which was good for 4th on the team, while her average was 1 block per set, led the team there. And then, of course, Jordan Williams, hearing a quote here about her new team at Kansas State here in Manhattan. Quote, "I walk through faith, and I know without God, none of this is possible," Jordan Williams says. And she goes on, quote, "I am also very thankful for my family and friends for all support through the process. I am very blessed to be given another opportunity and excited for my future with K-State Volleyball there." End quote. As well, so kind of to put a bow on this podcast, we got to remind folks here for the first time listeners here on the Pearl Project Podcast, K-State under Jason Mansfield directory. First year, 16-11 with a 10-8 Big 12 record there as well. That was tied for 6th in the league, in the Big 12 league. There, that did not come out right in the Big 12 conference there, and of course, a program record. 5 top 25 ranked opponents there. Beat, upset during the course of the season. If you are new to the podcast, you can find that on the Pearl Project Podcast feed. Of course, there are K-State upset those teams, most of them coming at home during the 2023 campaign a year ago there as well. So Jason Mansfield and his staff doing their best they can to fill the voids there left there by successful K-State athletes, Sydney Bolding, Katie Fernholz, Lauren Hinkle, and that group as well. Also, you got to replace McKenzie Morris there as well, so who hit the transfer portal as well. So, yeah, so Jason Mansfield, great gets by them. Obviously, as 2024, looking up for him and that team as well. Of course, we can get back one of your star athletes back on the team, like Aaliyah Carter. And also, oh, man, I forget. Again, I am exhausted from the work week there. Anya Clinton, there we go. Anya Clinton as well, the A-square connection. You feel that void with a lot of talent surrounding them. That can be huge going forward as well. So definitely excited about the next steps for the future of K-State Volleyball going into year 2 of the Jason Mansfield era. But again, big news coming out of the football side. Connor Riley officially named the offensive coordinator going into next year, while Chris Kleiman and Gene Taylor hiring another OC to be the co-offensive coordinator. That in the person of former Texas Tech head coach Matt Wells, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. We are free and available nearly daily. Wherever we post content, I will be in KC beginning tomorrow and throughout the rest of the first weekend of 2024. Obviously, basketball will be upon us here soon enough, with men's basketball anyways. And we'll go back. So I'm thinking about this now. Like I said, I'm tired. I'm recording this, but there was a game last night with women's basketball here. And actually, while I'm thinking about it, here, let's back up a little bit. I'll just give the score briefly. I won't go into any of that right now here on the Pro Project Podcast feed. Here, quickly here. Let's see. That's Saturday. That's women's there. Go back a little bit. So K-State manhandled the women's team last night. Manhandled easily. Pretty much put a spanking on the Lady Cougars of Houston, 72-38. More on that to come probably on tomorrow's episode there. So I want to briefly mention that as well. So again, I'm coming up with things that pop into my mind, of course, when I'm wrapping up this podcast. So yeah, more on that on the next episode of the Pro Project Podcast, along with some of the other volleyball content that I need to post through this weekend to get that off and off the shelves here on the recording show. But right now, that's going to weigh the trigger flag on this episode of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State again. Big gets for Jason Mansfield, Meg Brown from Pepperdine, and Jordan Williams come from the SEC in Kentucky. And we have the 1-2 punch of the offensive coordinator side with Matt Wells, co-offensive coordinator, and the main man, Connor Riley, officially promoted offensive coordinator. Eddie Greer, Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California, the Pro Project Podcast. Roll on in to the weekend. Go Cats.